The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. We've got breaking news here that has the Democrats and the legacy media in an absolute panic. What if I told you that the Republican Party is about to pull off the single most massive political power grab in modern history? I mean, we're talking about potentially gaining 20 more House seats without winning a single additional vote. And it's all happening right now while most people are completely asleep at the wheel. They're oblivious to what's actually happening here. This is not speculation. This is a constitutional bombshell that could lock in Republican control of Congress for an entire generation. Stick with me to the very end of this video because I got the receipts and this is going to absolutely blow you away. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, enjoying another wonderful day in President Trump's golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. We have got some huge breaking news. This is from the ultra-leftist over at Politico, just came out hours ago. They are sounding the alarm. They are absolutely panicked because they're recognizing that the Supreme Court, in one swooping decision, is about to make the 2026 midterms completely irrelevant for the Democrats. The Supreme Court just started its new term on October 6th, and they're about to hear a case just days from now called Louisiana versus Calais that could completely eviscerate, we're talking destroy once and for all, the Voting Rights Act that's been weaponized by the Democrats for decades. And here's the kicker. This isn't some distant possibility. The court has already ordered a rare re-argument of the case, which legal analysts say signals they're preparing to gut Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. Now, if you don't know, Section 2 prohibits the voting discrimination of anyone based on their race or color. And of course, Democrat activists figured out a way to weaponize that section to do precisely that, to discriminate against particularly white voters based on their color and race. And they've done this through the ridiculous notion of vote dilution. So vote dilution is a left-wing legal concept that Democrat activists came up with where they convinced the courts, so this is going back to the 1980s, they convinced the courts that the Democrat participation of a minority group is weakened or rendered ineffective, that diluted through the way electoral districts are drawn. So bottom line, opponents of vote dilution argued that unless districts were deliberately drawn around majority-minority population regions, then minorities can never elect the candidates of their choice. You know, forget trying to actually make the argument for why their candidate of choice is the best one to a wider swath of voters. Forget that. No, no, no. We have to redraw our electoral districts around majority-minority populations so as to prevent whites from diluting their vote. That actually won the day in our courts over the last four decades. It's stunning stuff. The courts have made it easier for Democrat activists to draw up these race-based congressional districts that deliberately exclude white voters. I mean, you literally cannot make this stuff up. The very section of the Voting Rights Act that's supposed to prevent voter discrimination on the basis of race and ethnicity was exploited by Democrats to do precisely that, only it was against whites. And so the conservative majority in the Supreme Court has signaled that they are absolutely about to shoot that down. They're about to shoot down that provision that's been exploited in literally the next week. They're supposed to do so. So what does that mean in practical terms? Well, according to this bombshell new report from Politico, Republicans could gain up to 19 additional House seats from southern states alone if the Supreme Court rules their way. So we're talking Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, all potentially having every one of their Democrat members wiped out overnight. But it gets even worse for Democrats because states like Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, and Florida would likely see their Democrat delegations shrink dramatically. We're talking down to the low single digits. The Politico report is calling this a nightmare scenario for Democrats, and it would be their absolute worst case scenario for the Democrats and their prospects for taking back control of the House in 2026 were it not for something else that's already happening. This is truly the Democrats' worst nightmare come true. Wait until you see this. Hey everyone, Dr. Steve here. If you've read my new book, America Awakened, you already know something powerful is happening across our nation. We're watching a historic reawakening of faith, family, and freedom, and it's just getting started. But the book was just the beginning. So that's why I'm inviting you to a brand new one-time America Awakened Masterclass, where I'll go even deeper into what's really happening right now and give you the tools to not just understand it, but thrive in it. In this powerful live masterclass, you'll learn how to build wealth in the rising patriot economy. You'll learn how to protect your family in a world full of chaos. You'll learn how to find real alternatives in education, media, and more. And you're going to take practical steps to restore truth in your own backyard. I'll be teaching live. You'll have the chance to interact with me directly, but seats are limited and registration isn't open yet. So all you have to do is click below and register for early access to be the first to know when doors open. This is your time. This is America's time. This is America Awakened. Can't wait to see you there. Now, of course, as we all know, Republicans have not been waiting around for the Supreme Court to act here. Republicans have been very proactive. President Trump has been personally pushing Republican governors to redraw their congressional maps now before the Supreme Court even rules. So, as you know, Texas already passed new districts that are giving Republicans five additional seats. Missouri just enacted maps targeting another Democrat seat. Ohio could add upwards of three more Republican districts. Utah looks like they're giving us one more. Florida looks like they're adding two to three more Republican seats. Indiana has a potential of adding one to two more seats. Kansas looks like they're adding a seat as well. So altogether, just through these redistricting maps alone, we're looking at GOP pickups of upwards of 16 seats. It would be a plus 11 if California goes through with their redistricting, which is just further, by the way, California is just further disenfranchising Latino voters. They've all been shifting right in California. So Newsom was just looking for an excuse to be able to dilute that vote, right? But that plus 11 is nothing. That's peanuts if and when the Supreme Court overturns Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. I mean, we're talking, gang, a plus 30 GOP seat pickup just in time for the midterms. And again, this is without the GOP having to flip a single swing seat. These are all safe seats. Now, here's what makes all of this so brilliant from a strategic standpoint. Republicans know that historically the president's party loses seats in midterm elections, upwards of about 20 seats or so, possibly even 30. Trump is actively trying to break that pattern by essentially realigning congressional seats around the new political realignment that's been happening throughout the nation over the last 4 years, with the nation moving radically to the right. And he's doing it before the election even happens. And leftist lunatics are openly panicking over this. They're recognizing that the political damage to the Democrat Party would be permanent. The Democrats would basically be boxed out of federal power for the foreseeable future. They've already lost the Senate because there are more red states than blue states. So they've been permanently consigned to the Senate minority now for the foreseeable future. As long as Pennsylvania and the other blue wall states like Michigan and Wisconsin, along with the swing states of Arizona, North Carolina, Nevada, and Georgia, as long as they all keep going deep, deep red, there's no way the Democrats are winning back the White House anytime soon. They've been boxed out electorally from executive power. So the House was their only hope. And that hope is quickly fading away. And I mean, think about the timing here. The Supreme Court's conservative majority has been systematically stripping the Democrats' hold over the nation and its cultural institutions for years now. They've been overturning every left-wing pet project over and over and over again. Now they're basically preparing to finish the job, to nail the last, hammer the last nail in their proverbial coffin, as it were, by eliminating their exploitation of Section 2 and their blatant racist redistricting practices. And what that means is that conservatives on the court are finally returning redistricting power fully back to the states where it constitutionally belongs. The left has used federal voting rights laws to override state sovereignty for decades. If the court rules correctly, and it looks like they will, states will finally have full control over their own electoral maps without federal interference, which means that the majority of red states can now finally have the congressional representation that matches fully their conservative constituencies. And the result? Well, one left-wing expert warned this could secure GOP control of Congress now for a generation. I mean, we're not talking about 2026 anymore. We're talking about locking in conservative control potentially through the 2040s. So the Louisiana case gets re-argued on October 15th. So mark the date on your calendar because it could be the day the Republican Party secures its congressional majority for literally the next decades. So what do you guys think? Is this proof that Trump and the Republicans have been playing chess while the Democrats have been playing checkers? Well, let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.